Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Chicks Rule. Chicks Rule. And now before you get concerned, we are in fact talking about chickens. Because chickens are pretty amazing. But girls are also great too. So if you're thinking we're talking about chicks as in the slang term for females, that is also awesome, speaking as a chick. But today's story does have a bunch of chickens on the front of it, and we like them. We think chickens are cool. We think they do, in fact, rule. So let's talk about it. So today's story, Chicks Rule, was written by Sudipta Barnum-Qualin, and the pictures are by Renee Carrilla, and it's read today by Mommy and an orange cat. And we're going to get right into it. Are you ready?
Meow meow.
Don't eat the chickens though, okay? Okay. So in the picture, we see a cute little chick, and she's in her room and she's building something, and it looks like it's a rocket. So she has zoom marched it along, and she is headed to the club, the Rocket Club, the coolest club in the galaxy, meeting today. And then there's a sign on it that says, "No chicks allowed." She's shocked. She's surprised. She takes the "no chicks" sign off and walks away with it, looking all kinds of upset. Now, to the words. Cool chicks and nerdy chicks, quiet chicks and wordy chicks, biker chicks and rocker chicks, science chicks and soccer chicks, coding chicks and gaming chicks, bow and arrow aiming chicks, chicks who draw, chicks who read, chicks who follow, chicks who lead. I'm a chick. I'm a chick who reads. Yeah. Chicks all travel separate roads. Chicks all carry different loads. And in the picture, we can see all these kinds of chickens, and they're all wearing their different outfits based on what it is that they like to do. Hippie chicks and baker chicks, yoga chicks and maker chicks. Oh, the hippie chick is the one wearing tie-dye. And the maker chick has made a robot. That's super cool. Army chicks and sailor chicks, sporty chicks and tailor chicks, writer chicks and chicks who teach, surfer chicks and chicks who preach. Chicks arrive from all directions, nearing the same intersection, though they followed separate tracks. A common hurdle holds them back. So all these different chicks have interests in doing certain things, but they're all holding signs that say "no chicks allowed," and they are not happy about it. I guess they've been told they can't do something because they're chicks and not maybe grown-up chickens. I don't know. Let's see. When they get to the farm door to knock on the door to talk to someone about it, the person behind the door says, "What? Why do they say no chicks allowed?" Well, this chick is really upset. She takes a piece of paper and she scrapes off the "no" part so that it now says "chicks allowed." And everyone is happy. But chicks are strong, and chicks are smart, and chicks have guts, and chicks have heart. To find this problem's best solution, each chick must make contributions. So, here is the lead space fashion designer, the space kahuna, the rocket designer, the lead rocket coder, the head of research, the space chef. They're all working together because I think this chick that likes rocket ships, who wants to be in the rocket club, is going to get all of her friends to help her. Chicks suggest, and chicks devise, and chicks find ways to compromise. See, they're all working together. That's what this is saying. Chicks reflecting, chicks conceiving, chicks producing, chicks believing. And in the picture, we can see all the chicks are working together to help her build her rocket. Do you want to know something interesting? In the picture, we can see that she's building her rocket to go to space, right? And one of the other chicks has made her a space costume, a space suit, right? But I don't know if you remember, but a couple years ago, we read a book about the very first space suit that they wore up in outer space. And it was definitely designed by a lady who knew a thing or two about how to make space suits. Soon, chicks of different flocks and feathers work to reach the stars together. With delight and jubilation, chicks move toward their destination. And though their journeys will proceed, chicks have learned they will succeed. And so all these girls have helped her, and they got her into her rocket ship, and they've built the rocket ship, and now they're going to help her get into it. And all in step, with wing in wing, chicks can conquer anything. And there they go. She has built her rocket. All of her friends have helped her. She's gotten into the rocket ship, and the rocket ship has blasted off into outer space. Chicks rule, say the stars, as she goes about them. And do you want to know what's really interesting about this? Do you know what I'm learning? What? We do not know why they do not like chicks, why they will not let chicks participate. Maybe it's because they don't like people who have feathers. Maybe it's because they don't like little things that are fuzzy like a chick. Maybe it's because they don't like fowl, which is what a chicken is. It's a bird.
They don't think chicks are worthy.
Maybe they don't think chicks are worthy. Very good. But do you know what I think?
What?
I think that these chicks didn't need that rocket club that she first saw, because they found their own way to build a rocket. You don't need everybody to like you to do what you want to do. Did you know that? It's okay if people disagree with you. It's okay if they think, we don't want you to be part of our club. You can go make your own club, and you can make your club better. And that is exactly what she did here. She went off with all the other chicks. They built their own rocket, and she went to outer space anyways without their silly club that said no chicks allowed. Because
they could have said chicks allowed only.
Yeah, it is better when everyone is allowed. I agree. But if for some reason they still say no chicks allowed, you find a way around it. You find a way. Be brave and persistent, and don't give up. And that, my friends, is the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytime with Philip and mommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list I have put links for every story that we have read in that month, so you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories, and we want to say thank you so much for listening.